Good morning. Having a look at the close of the US markets, a real gaining of strength in the last 24 hours, not only on the US markets, on the Asian markets, and also the markets here at home. Yesterday, we listed our best one-day performance in 7 months, up nearly 100 points at the end of trade, with good money going into the banks and also into the energy stocks yesterday. This continued into the European markets, where we saw a massive turnaround in investment. But we did see that the London market was still a little bit weak, still concerns. We're still waiting to hear the final details of what the new parliament would look like in the UK. So, of course, it's creating a bit of fear for investors. But the US market's turning the corner. The two prior sessions, we'd seen forced selling coming into the technology stocks, massive concerns about the revenue that's being listed by these companies against their share price value and whether it is going to be able to be replicated over time, seeing a big forced selling coming into many of the larger technology stocks. But overnight, we had S&P, the rating agency, coming through and reaffirming their view, their rating on Apple at AA+. This helps cement the gains in Apple's share price. Also, Google and Alphabet did well. We did have a bit of weakness coming into the telecommunications stocks. Verizon coming out and saying that they had confirmed that there was the go-ahead on their takeover, their $4.5 billion acquisition of Yahoo. And we had Marissa Myers, who's the CEO of Yahoo, announcing that she would resign. And she will be getting a golden handshake of around $23 million for standing down from the position. If we have a look at other elements in the market, we did see a little bit of weakness coming in to GE share price after its 4% gain yesterday on the news that CEO was going to step down. But the banks in the oil sector did well. We did have Fox losing a little bit of ground and Merck finishing in the red. By the end of trade, we had the Dow up by 93 points, hitting a new record high during the session, and the NASDAQ up by 45 points. The gold price holding at $1,269 an ounce, and that oil price back above $46 a barrel. Now, this is going to set up the Australian market for a 9-point gain at the start of trade, with the Aussie dollar at 75.38 US cents.